This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. President Donald Trump is backing his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, as an impeachment vote in the House draws near. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Upon his return from Ukraine, Giuliani met with the president. What was said?
No, not too much, but he's a very great crime fighter.
He called Rudy Giuliani very smart.
He sees all of the hoax that happens when they talk about impeachment hoax or the Russian collusion delusion.
With the impeachment vote looming, moderate Democrats like Utah's Ben McAdams are saying how they will vote.
I will vote yes.
He's hoping the president will be censured.
Instead of putting the country through a divisive and lengthy Senate impeachment trial with a predetermined outcome of dismissal.
But McAdams said what the president did was wrong. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Democratic leaders have scheduled a full vote on the articles of impeachment for tomorrow. Representatives are expected to vote along party lines. That means the resolution would pass, sending the matter to the Senate for a full impeachment trial. A special court in Pakistan has found former military president Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason, and he's been sentenced to death. Akhtar Shah is Musharraf's lawyer.
Because General Pervez Musharraf was making so much progress in this country, was taking Pakistan too high, and they didn't like it, because he will remain as an honest and sincere person and sincere leader. He loves Pakistani, he loves Pakistan.
The high-profile treason case dates back to 2007 when Musharraf, president and military chief of Pakistan at the time, imposed a brief emergency rule and suspended the constitution in a bid to cling to power in the face of growing public demand for him to step down. French unions are planning mass demonstrations for Tuesday, the 13th day of a transport strike that closed most of Paris's metro lines. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's Chief Secretary Matthew Cheung said violence between protesters and police in shopping malls last Sunday was disturbing. Cheung said Tuesday in a news conference the government has been facing unprecedented challenges, and he hopes people in Hong Kong could remain united to stabilize society.
Security matters on the mainland and in Macau, it's beyond Hong Kong's control. In fact, it's not Hong Kong's purview. So I will leave it to its operational matter on the part of the mainland authorities. So I'm not prepared to comment on that. But it's perfectly justified for them to exercise jurisdiction within their own territory. It's entirely legal and justified.
Cheung was making reference to a Hong Kong man arrested Friday on a cross-border bridge between Hong Kong and the semi-autonomous city of Macau. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan Tuesday killed at least 10 civilians, including children, and injured 18 others. The violence comes as the United Nations report says that even by Afghanistan's grim standards, 2019 has been particularly deadly for children and described the country as the world's most lethal war zone. Afghan officials said a roadside bomb early Tuesday morning ripped through a civilian vehicle. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi accused the Taliban of planning the bomb. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, is in Afghanistan, and he says it's time that Pakistan applied pressure to the Taliban. There was no immediate reaction from the insurgent group to the allegations. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is signaling that he won't soften his Brexit stance now that he has a majority in Parliament seeking to rule out any extension of an end of 2020 deadline to strike a trade deal with the European Union. Johnson's office says the government will insert a clause in its withdrawal agreement to rule out extending trade negotiations with the EU beyond next year. Now, that could mean Britain leaving without a deal at the start of 2021, a prospect that alarms many UK businesses. Reporters Without Borders says journalism remains a dangerous profession, with 49 journalists killed this year, 389 currently imprisoned, and 57 others being held hostage. According to the Paris-based Media Freedom Watchdog's annual worldwide roundup of deadly violence and abusive treatment against journalists, it was released today, the number of journalists killed in 2019 is at its lowest, but that historically low figure compared with the annual average of 80 journalists killed during the past two decades, mainly a result of a fall in the number of journalists killed in war zones. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.